Okay, so some news that came in, and I don't have my thing on me right
your
here.
Your glasses, your reading glasses?
Yeah, but not what my Twitter. I'm trying to find my Twitter. Anyways, I got a tweet. Well, we got a tweet because we share the Twitter.
Yeah, we
thing.
Share. We're
and
good like
actually,
that.
Actually, you're more on the Mono A Mono Twitter.
Moron?
No, you are on the Mono A Mono Twitter. Moron.
Moron. No.
No.
Moron?
More.
Are you calling me a moron?
No, more than
moron.
I am.
Moron.
You're on the Mono A Mono Twitter more than I am.
More than?
More than.
Are you calling me a more than?
No, you tweet more than I do using the Mam Radio Twitter.
Right.
At Mam Radio Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. And when I tweet on it, it's usually because I do a Facebook post. Does that go to Twitter?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, so that's how I'm on there. But.
But.
I went on there because I hadn't been on there in a while. And there's a tweet from an ex DJ. Or, yeah, an ex DJ here at Sound FM. And. what? Oh, wait.
I don't think I haven't read this before.
Hang on. Yeah. So, anyways, I got a tweet from an ex DJ here. And she put. Oh, here it is. I found it. Good. I plead ignorance. My apologies. And she referenced one of our podcasts.
Right.
So, at first I had no idea what really she was talking about, but I went back and I checked out the podcast. And, well, actually, let's play a clip from that podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, can you set this up? Yeah. Now...
This show is going so smoothly.
Yeah.
It's like butter, baby.
So this DJ... I can hit play on that. Okay. This DJ, Mandy Lam, was on another show called Popular Musicology.
Yes, she
and
was.
I guess what happened was we were saying some things about popular musicology on that show.
We may have said one or two things.
One or two things, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm gonna hit this, and then we can kind of see what we said before we get to the next one.
Okay, yeah.
We're starting up season 6 of the Mono A Mono show.
Today!
Yeah.
Today is
today.
Season 6.
Good. Still Mono A Mono, even though you may think that it's now called Popular Musicology.
Yes, you may get confused due to the bombardment of battles. That you'll get
that are happening
Mondays
on Sound
Tuesdays
FM, yeah.
Battles all over the place.
But
dual host battles here, there. And I guess you need at least two hosts to do a battle, though.
Yeah, but what we're talking about is there's another program on the show, Popular Musicology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who they started doing a theme-based show, which was it was pretty good. I mean, theirs is a little bit more. You know, they play the Enrique Iglesias and some Lady Gaga, like the popular stuff that's popular now.
Top 40 stuff.
And so anyways, that's right. That's Enrique Iglesias, yeah. Man, did you just put on the album? This must be a different version because the background music's different.
My breath away.
That was pretty good, though.
Thank you.
But then they stole. We were talking the other week when they stole our podcast.
Yeah.
And put their name on our podcast.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. There was that incident.
Yeah. And then they picked up two
new hosts, taking over for DJ Mandy Lam.
Yeah. And then they were, apparently I missed out on it, and I usually listen to the station all the time, but they had a battle last night, and they started featuring bands.
Yeah, they started doing that before they made the switch.
Man.
Ugh.
I am kind of saying that it's for people who enjoy more Enrico Iglesias.
It's like the pop version of the Mono A Mono.
Yeah. We kind of set it up as, you know how the late night show has the weekend edition?
Yeah.
Yeah. And people kind of, it's the more subdued version of that late night show.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what it is.
And you know what they say, Steele?
What?
They say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So there we go. If anything, we should feel good about this.
Yeah. Now, you know what? They did a theme just the other week. Mm-hmm. Inside Out. Songs that have inside and out, or outside in them.
I wonder if they play Eve 6.
Eve 6, that's what I was... I don't think they did. Inside, outside. You know what was another one? Limb Lifter's I.O. album. They didn't play a single song off that one. But we may have to take on these guys.
Oh, man. We would destroy them. I'm sorry, but we would. It's unfair.
Well, we'll see. We'll have to see. Anyway.
Okay. Let's play some
season
more music.
Season 6! All right, so... And that wasn't bad enough. We said
right at the beginning what's coming up new for the next season.
But this season's a little bit different. I think we got to hang on to it.
Yeah.
So we've got some, and people out there might be thinking, yeah, right, you don't have any ideas. But we do, and they'll be coming up.
They are amazing ideas. Trust you, me. We just don't want to tip our hand too early so that popular musicologist feels it. Oh man, that was
season six pack with 6 + 3 songs. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Insane.
We said a little bit.
It's all just falling together.
Still going a little bit.
Let's see popular musicology do that.
Intentionally or not.
They probably could.
Biatches.
They probably could. Never mind.
Yeah, they could probably count.
Brig.
They can probably count.
I love laughing at ourselves. Just
turn
them back off.
I'm so confused.
Oh man.
But yeah, okay, so that was what we said, I guess. I went through and maybe I missed a clip or two, but I didn't think that was all that bad.
No. If anything, I think it was constructive criticism.
Yeah. And I mean,
we're just trying to bring people up.
Yeah,
pull them up by the bootstraps.
That's how we make friends here on the Mono and Mind.
Exactly.
So anyways, that was what... I got that tweet. It referenced that podcast, so I looked up that podcast.
Right.
And then I noticed that there's a comment
right
at the end of the podcast. So, and it was kind of a long podcast. So can you read it out to me?
I can read it out. Hi, guys. Someone told me to listen to your show because apparently you were hating on my show. Thought I'd come on here to hopefully clear up some of the misunderstandings and apologize for offending you in any way. Smiley face. First, just wanted to say thanks for listening to my show. Noticed you were making fun of some of my music choices, but hey, that's okay. We're allowed to have some different tastes. Smiley face. Just to set the record straight, though, I don't just play Enrique Iglesias, LOL. There are a variety of different artists from different genres, depending on what I feel like that day. And you're totally right, man. The show, appropriately named Popular Musicology, features some more pop music. Based on the number of downloads of the show, I'm guessing some listeners like it. Second, I honestly didn't know that you guys owned the themed radio show type. I had listened to your show once before I started and thought it was a completely different show I created. Had I known, I would have never proposed a themed show to Dan before I started. Also, I'm not sure what you meant by me stealing your battle idea. The last show was actually called Manny's Swan Song, where Andrew picked a few songs and then I picked some other songs. I thought it would be a great way to transition the show. I'm sorry there was confusion. Yes, there were two of us on the mic, but I didn't realize that was biting your style. Apologies, guys. Smiling face. And lastly, Andrew and Curtis are new at this radio gig, as was I. Being veterans, congrats on season 6! ! I hope that you guys can show them some support and not hate on their show now that they are taking over for my time slot. They are not doing a
quote-unquote battle-type show, and even if they were, I'd hope that you'd not publicly rip them on your show for trying something new to them. We're all trying to keep it fun. If, at any point, you feel like they're biting your style, just kindly tell them. I'm sure they would be more than happy to try something different just to keep it fresh. Regardless, thanks for the feedback, guys. Sorry I won't be at the station anymore to take you up on your quote-unquote battle offer. I guess we'll just have to go by what you say. You'd win due to sheer experience. Smiley face. Have a great season, Mandy.
Well, there you go. Thought you were going to say.
Thanks, Mandy.
Yeah. So that was, and it was quite long, I must say.
She put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah. Now, the thing, though, was on Twitter, it sounded kind of like an apology. But on there, it kind of sounded more like a tongue-in-cheek apology.
No, I think she was sincere. The only part that was really, that she was really making fun of us was the, I didn't know you guys owned the themed radio station, radio show
now,
type.
And that was the thing. We said that there's another theme show initially when they came out with the theme show, and we were happy about that. We even talked about how someone on the Ridge kind of took on that theme kind of thing, and they've got their theme show. So we're happy that people are liking that idea, and not that we were the very first ones to do
No, we definitely weren't innovators. We didn't reinvent the wheel.
No.
People have themes. It's what they do.
Yeah. So
some people have themes in the way they dress. Some people have themes in the way they act.
That's right. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, that happened. And we've had... I was interested when I saw that before, but and she said she didn't do a battle. I listened to all the shows on here, and I went to her blog, and it said that they were battling, which is what caught me off guard. Maybe because I don't know.
If you had written this, you maybe wouldn't have put quotation marks around battling.
Maybe.
I gotcha.
And
but you know what?
We want to come on here and battle.
Yeah.
She's just giving it in. She's out of the towel.
Is she out of the country?
I don't know.
We should find out. See if Dan knows or Andrew and Curtis know.
Yeah.
Andrew and Curtis, we met during the move. They showed up. New guys.
That's what I wanted to say.
And they showed up and helped us move. That was awesome.
And I want to welcome these guys because they, just this week, just last night actually, was their first show. They are taking
first show
over,
ever?
No. It was their first show. They're taking over the Popular Musicology spot, and they have their brand new show name.
Right.
Audio Tsunami.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I listened to it, and it was quite good. It was the type of music that we would play. So
cool.
I didn't get a chance to listen to the full thing, but I listened to the first bit. I didn't know what they were playing, but it was some damn good stuff.
Sweet.
So, Monday nights.
And
Audio
this isn't, and we're not saying, oh, hey, Andrew and Curtis are great guys. This is so good to detract from Mandy at all. You know, Mandy, we wish you the best in your future endeavors, and if you have a future career in radio, great.
And we would love to have you on our show.
Love it. And we'd have a three-way right on the air. So, what else do we need to talk about? You know what? We need to play some music right now because that was a long talking segment.
That was quite a bit.
Why don't we play some music?
I'm quite stoked that I was surprised today? No, yesterday. With tickets to the Pumpkin concert that is right before the Biff Naked concert, October 25th. Of next week.
Well, that's technically 2 days before the Biff Naked.
2 days before, yeah. That's still right before.
Okay.
Next week in Toronto.
Hey,
only problem is it's at the ACC.
One of our Mano Amigos, DJ Rock, he posted a thing on Facebook the other day. It was an old concert poster from 1991, which was the Red Hot Chili Peppers going on tour with Smashing Pumpkins and Pearl Jam as the supporting acts.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that tour?
I know.
That would be crazy.
I know.
And I missed out on it. 91. How old was I? Yeah, not old enough to go to a concert like that.
I guess we shouldn't say.
No, that's why I wasn't saying it.
I'll edit that out.
All right, so play some Pumpkins then.
I'm going to get to one off their new album.
Oceania?
Yep. Which apparently they're playing quite a bit of. They're playing kind of two sets in their shows. Initially, I wasn't even looking into it because I was just kind of thinking, I've seen them 20 times. I'm not going to be able to see them this time, so I'm not going to kind of put myself through that. But anyways, I've got the tickets, so now I checked it out. They're playing an Oceania set. And then
with Tool? That would be amazing. Smashing Pumpkins.
Actually, they
did
play with Tool one time. I saw them one time play right before Tool at a big festival.
Oh, I was thinking Perfect Circle open was
a Perfect
the same
Circle at Circle
Somersault or
Purple
Edge
Nurple? Purple Nurple. No, I think that was Somersault.
Somersault.
Because, there was one
Pumpkins headline though.
Yeah. Where
and
I was
Maynard
surprised.
Took all Fowl's clothes when he was when Perfect Circle was playing.
Yeah. But anyways, and then the second set is a whole bunch of the not necessarily hits but older songs.
Right. So, cool.
Yeah. So all I'm gonna get to one off their new album. Not the single. I'm gonna go with another one.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what? Because this is the Mono a Mono show, and we can play whatever the F we want.
That's right. So
go for it.
I'm gonna get. Oh, they probably can't hear me right now.
He's gonna get
Quasar.
To Quasar.
Right here. On Sound FM.
100.3.
Mono a Mono.
Mono a Mono.